These people seem to be staring at a wall. No, no. They're staring at a third person who has a cool bike. All right, well, I didn't get any breakfast this morning. So that means I can't wait for a tunnel. I need it now. I need it right now.
Just dial #250 on your cell phone and say, cut my taxes, and you'll automatically be connected to our offices and
cut my taxes.
Text your phone with a link directly to our website. Just dial #250 and say,
wow,
cut my taxes.
Dial #250
and say,
eat my
cut
butt.
My taxes.
WWE SummerSlam Heatwave Tour is about to burn through the Southeast. WWE's flagship Monday night.
Baltimore and my people that I would love to take under, you know, for me to be under their wing. It goes to 2 females and 3 males. It had to be Queen Latifah Mary J. Blige, and then Diddy, 50, and of course Sway, because the way this man has come up and made it through the game is undeniable. And he did it humbly, is what I respect the most.
New message.
Yeah, I was at a truck stop filling up my truck, and this white lady was trying to buy a pack of cigarettes. She was pregnant. Then the cashier told her she's not going to sell her the cigarettes, and the lady got so mad, she yelled, "People on crack anyway, fuck you, bitch," and then she walked out the door. Peace.
Okay.
Morning, Sway. Morning, Heather B. Morning, Tracy G. This is Kyle coming out of Canada. I just wanted to comment on the pregnant lady thing. I got to agree with Sway. A pregnant woman is definitely sexy. She got that aura to her. Heather, you're also right there. She probably shouldn't be in no Hooters shorts, but you can wear those Hooters shorts at home any day. I hope you guys have a great night. Have a great day.
New message.
Yes, hello. My name is Miguel Montes. I'm calling out of Broward County here in the state of Florida. Just want to say I love the Shade 45. I'm always laughing. I'm that guy on the highway driving alone, just laughing and giggling. Others are like, what the hell is wrong with this dude? Hey, I'm having a good time listening to you guys. You guys are the best. Hell yeah.
Hey, man, you officially a citizen.
Sway in the morning.
I gave out so many citizenships at the DNC.
Really?
Yeah, man, that was coming up to me.
Could I be a citizen?
Yeah, I said, yeah, man, you're a citizen, bro. Oh, my gosh, but I wanted to call the show and be a citizen. I said, dude, I'm here. What are we talking about?
Right.
A lot of women.
A
lot of delegates.
We're
trying to delegate. Nah, B. Yeah, man. A lot of hugs. But the hugs ain't like with the pelvic thrust, you know. It's like regular hugs.
You going for the extra squeeze leaning hug, or you just was like a diplomatic hug?
Diplomatic hug. Every time I hug, I feel like C is somewhere in the corner looking.
Probably.
Or a friend of hers. Somebody, one of her friends, she sent me a picture of me in Philly while she was here. So I got eyes on you. I said, well, why would you get that picture?
Wait, what? Damn.
Friends taking pictures and shit. Mm. Like, screw your friends.
That's the way to do it.
So, tomorrow's show, Taylor Bennett is coming by.
Nice.
I like that young man. Last time I saw him, we were in Chicago. His brother and I were raising money in our Get Schooled initiative.
That's dope.
We raised $100,000 for the school system there. His brother's Chance the Rapper. So he'll be here tomorrow, Taylor Bennett. Also, Cisco Leon will be here. I guess DJ D-Star is going to be here, right? D-Star and Cisco is not coming?
He's coming.
Okay, cool. And I might try to get Mark Lamont Hill to come by because he got his new show.
That's Loud Hands.
Next week?
Okay, great. Okay, cool.
Watch.
We want to thank our special guest, John Taffer, for coming by. He's hilarious. Check out Bar Rescue this Sunday on Spike TV, 9 p.m. We look for his late night show coming soon. Who else? Oh, Kelly Kincaid for that first day with Shanti Dawson and Dr. Sherry Blake. If you got.
What's the most 2000s movie? Armageddon. Did that come out in the 2000s? Probably did, right? Or is that late 90s? I don't even know anymore. Bad Boys 2, yeah, I know what was the right of baby, you know that it's like some other.
Brothers 2000 is by default the most 2000 movie. It's got to write the title.
Driving music discovery online are on the air. Blog Radio. 2 hours of hand-picked music from GorillaVsBear.net starts now.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. This is Blog Radio Gorilla vs. Bear. It's Thursday, July 28th, and my name is Chris from the music blog GorillaVsBear.net. I'll be your host from noon to 2 Eastern today and every single Thursday here on Blog Radio. And the show's sort of a reflection of what we're doing over at the blog on the internet. So if you're into it, come hang out with us online, GorillaVsBear.net. And we're going to start today's show with the great news that we saw on Twitter yesterday on the official Stranger Things Twitter account that essentially, due to popular demand, they will be releasing the official soundtrack, hopefully on vinyl. They say it is coming soon.
Hopefully on
so
vinyl.
I'm assuming that will include some of the
he
80s
says.
Jams that you've heard on the show, as well as the original score by two members of the Austin band Survive. Incredible score. And we were lucky enough to premiere a track from the new Survive album that comes out this fall on Relapse Records. So we're going to kick the show off with that. We'll also hear the main theme from the opening credits of Stranger Things in this first block, and we'll follow that up with some music from Holy Other and one from Jamie XX. First though, this is AHB. It's the opening track from the new Survive record on Blog Radio.
Hopefully on vinyl.
playlists from influential music bloggers. GorillaVsBear.net has control of SiriusXMU.
I love how energetic those fucking spots are compared to the actual fucking show. Where you get all this fucking shred, just dead to dead, block radio, blah, 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 blah. And then the dude comes on, he's like, hey, this is what's going on over at the blog. It's all the other was dear love. John Daly had a good, like, college radio bit when he had his podcast, The Raffle Cast. And also, like, a really good morning radio thing. Also, a really good Garrison Keillor. He does a really good Garrison Keillor. Like, my Garrison Keillor has been influenced by John Daly's Garrison Keillor. Golfer, yes, of course. John Daly, the golfer. Who else would have been? Grippin' Rippin'. Music blogs, or I mean, I guess I didn't really read them so much as I saw what tracks they were posting and listened to most of them. Wasn't usually reading them that much, I guess. That was like kind of like when I mean, that would have been like, I don't know, 06, 07. That's when the blog, like, music blog influence was kind of at its peak in terms of, like, distributing actual music and not just being, like, a news source. Yeah, like, all the, yeah. Just, like, all the blog, like, I guess people eventually just started calling it Blog House at some point. Or, I guess that's relatively recently, right? There was, like, A-Track put out a Bloghouse revival mix that was pretty good. When Justice was king! Justice actually put out a new track recently. I don't know that I ever actually listened to it. I downloaded it from their site and downloaded it, it's probably on my phone. This is not it. Browse playlists recently added. Thank you. R&B album. Shows me song names in artist order. And so, okay, those are the tracks from the Pusha T album, so... Wait, that shouldn't be on this playlist anymore. Oh, boy. That's, Longmont Push Castle 11, so that's L. Logic. No, why would LCD Sound System be on this playlist? This is all fucked up. Well, okay, that's not gonna work. We're gonna browse. My artist. This car navigation, like car iPod navigation stuff, is, you know, it could be better. John Cena, Juggernauts, Justice League. Okay. Sounds like a song that Justice would record 10 years later, after Justice recorded Cross. That sounds like exactly a decade after fucking Cross. You'd be like, yeah, it's kind of the same thing, but like we kind of calmed down a little bit and it's not as fucked up. You know, we wanted it a little clean, a little smooth. We wanted to be in touch with, you know, something real. To which I say, remix the shit out of that shit and make it sound like a computer fucking broke while it was trying to play the file back. Like, whoops, I fucking accidentally dropped a magnet on this hard drive while the file was copying and now it's all fucking crazy! You can hear that remix when you listen to this. You can listen to this and go like, man, if it just was a little more distorted, a little more, burr, 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 you know, like occasionally. Ultimately, that was my problem with that Daft Punk record, and I didn't think it was, like, it didn't seem like a problem at the time. When that thing came out, I was like, yeah, all right. Like, I'm into it, and then just, it had no staying power. Like, once that summer was over, that was that. And, I think there are good songs on that album, don't get me wrong, like, but it's just not. I like computers. I don't know if you know that about me. I think computers are fucking neat. I think they're pretty fucking cool. And I like musicianship as well. But I think my ideal scenario for a lot of records, or a lot of, you know, songs that are kind of in and around this genre, the kind of like French house, Italo disco, whatever you want, like the different areas of, you know, that sort of stuff, is when those two things come together and make a fucking mess, but are still songs, but are still oftentimes songs. Yes, Le French Touch. Yeah. I would say even, you know, that's kind of, I would say something similar about the original release of the Tron soundtrack. Is that, well, I mean, you know, like, it's a soundtrack to a movie, obviously, you know, so it's gonna be kind of incidental music and that sort of stuff. So a lot of the, you know, when you think about, when I think about Daft Punk, I think about, you know, like a lot of, you know, drums, percussion. There's not a lot of that on that soundtrack, and that, it's, I think that soundtrack is awesome, but also it's, you know, it's not necessarily what I want. I think that remix album is good, but the Tron remix album is good, but like, just a lot of the people doing the remixing, I'm not that into them, and I don't think that they have done amazing work with those tracks. There are some that I like, and some that I thought were not my style. That whole idea going around of Daft Punk remixing their last album to make it more like a, like, I guess, classic Daft Punk record. I don't know. To fuck it up. To remix it and fuck it all up. That's still a pretty exciting idea to me. Those Fez remix albums were actually pretty good. Well, there are good things on them, I guess I would say, actually. There's not, I don't think front to back that any of them are amazing, but there's some really good stuff on there. But I just like a lot of the Fez soundtrack on its own, too, so. Man, Fez was a good-ass game. Cool fucking thing that was. I still have a preview build of that. That runs on the PC. I think that eventually came out on the PC, didn't it? Fez ever come out on the PC? Anyway. I've got like some IGF build. It is a PC game. It did? Okay, alright. Yeah, but it was weird having that like prior to it. Because I think it came out on 360 first, right? I feel like the PC version didn't exist for a little while. I was like, oh, I've... Weird. Now I think about it, I have a PC version of Ultima Forever. And that definitely never came out. Yeah, I'm glad that there. Three Fields is going to continue on and work on their driving game. That was kind of like the dark side of Dangerous Golf being pretty rough. As I was like, man, they. Hopefully, they weren't counting on a bunch of money coming in from that to go make the driving game that they were going to make. Though I do wonder if this puts them in a spot where they have to release it earlier rather than later. I wonder how that game did. I know they added a bunch of stuff to it. Also, maybe it seems kind of weird for them to be like, hey, we're working on a driving game, when I, like, would you call Dangerous Golf done? Because that was kind of rough. I think when you look at Dangerous Golf and you look at probably what the size of their team is, I think a driving game from them at this point would be very much in the pre-Paradise scope. Uh,
which is cool. That's I like all those games. All styles of Burnout are permitted and appreciated. And then maybe if that does well for them, maybe they'll, maybe they would go on to do something a little bigger in scope. Who knows? At this point, with golf, you know, with golf coming out, like they've certainly gotten their feet wet with the physics stuff and destructibility stuff that maybe you might want out of a driving game. Though that would probably be on like a different, in different style, certainly. Yeah, I don't know. I should go back to Dangerous Golf now that they've added a lot of... I guess they added a bunch of tutorial videos to it to kind of get around the part where they don't necessarily do a great job of telling you how to play. This is weird. It's happening again. It's happening again. Phone just vibrates and vibrates and vibrates because I'm getting a phone call at home. And then it just decided to play this song again. That's even weirder. Shuffle all my music, please.
You know I keep it chrome, underseason in the home without speaking. You'll give me your chain. I'm Da Vinci. Don't make me draw your pain. They call me Sco, Show, Ferrasco, Pico Chain. I'd rather be this.
It go hot, waste, desert, taste, 4 pounds of metal, triangle face, hesitate, never, I'll put hole in whoever, don't make push Russian roulette ya, gamble with your life, change came from cocaine I've measured, white was the treasure, comfort with the steel, I pedal to the corner like a child on a big wheel. Flow more sicker, so much shake in the street, they measure my weight in Richter. Make no mistake, I rhyme for the public, but still I push weight to make the ghettos quake. By all means, I've seen, I've lived by 22 years old, $50,000 vehicles I rimmed. My dreams start over the stove, I ran over the globe and back again.
You know I keep it chrome under season in the home without speaking, you'll give me your chain. I'm Da Vinci, don't make me draw your pain. They call me Sco, Show, Ferrasco, Pico Chain. Brothers be this. Daddy really ain't got a pot to piss in, or window to throw it out of. I'm filthy, but you can believe I got over a stack in my pocket, though. Iceberg on the seams of my jeans? No. I'm a Dickies and Tim's man. I'm not no Benz man. Delta 88 on rims, man. With merit 10 and 4 of my most militant men who's trying to stay sucker free. That's why they hang around me. Cause I ain't pimps, lusting for diamonds and pearls. I'm not no bitch. I choose a Mac before that, attached to 100 shot clip. I scare the shit out of bank tellers so I can become rich. That's how I make my living. I give them encouragement. You're doing great. Keep chilling while I'm flashing the Glock in their face. I show my be appreciative. I tell them thanks for giving. I'm sinning, but the law knows that I have 3 children. Now I'm somewhere in Utah, relaxing the jazz, but abroad, quarter million in stash, avoiding the loss.
My brothers be this.
You know I keep it chrome under ceasing in the home without speaking. You'll give me your chain. I'm Da Vinci. Don't make me draw your pain.
They call me Sco, Joe, Ferrasco, Pico Chain. Let us be this.
Let it. I'm starting with the man in the mirror and asking to make that change. That real dough, that point something paper like a 4.6 on the range. New shit, look, Bonnie really been through shit. Pay close attention when Bruce spit. Like I had to get you hit. And don't care who you come back through with. Been around. Nigga front like he run that call, spin around. Window drop, block pop, spit around. Nigga stand up, look a phone, sit him down. And you see him laid out. That's why when I was young, I stayed out. And plus, being pussy, a niggas just played out. I made means to get that cream. We all players, all they say is how you get that team.
Hey, brothers, beat us. You know I keep it chrome, under ceasing in the home. Without speaking, you'll give me your chain. I'm Da Vinci, don't make me draw your pain. They call me Sco, Sho, Ferrasco, Pico Chain. Brothers, beat us.
Hello? Mr. Koechner?
Yes.
Hi, this is Rocky from the Jeopardy television office. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Good. Alex Trebek wanted me to contact you about appearing on the show. If I could put you through to him, if you have just a moment here to speak to him.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, right now I am in Louisiana at Tulane University about to go to a show.
He'd love to speak to you. Just briefly, I'm going to put you through to Alex right now.
Okay, look, so I've got to go to a show. Hello? This is probably a joke, I'm guessing. Hello?
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 Yes?
This is David.
And?
I'm wondering the same thing.
Oh. Your phone rang?
It did.
Yeah, my phone rang. Somebody's dicking around with the system. They've managed to come up with a process whereby they can phone two people at the same time and neither party knows what the hell's going on.
Oh, and I'm sure they're having a great time right now.
Yep,
well,
they are.
They are so brilliant. Anyway, well, I hope you have a wonderful night. I certainly will. And, to the cocksuckers who have engaged us, have a good laugh, children.
Yeah, where are you? What
I live in L.A., but I'm actually about to do a show at Tulane University right now.
Oh. You're where?
Yeah.
At Tulane?
New Orleans. Tulane, yeah. This is David Koechner. Is this Alex Trebek for real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so they've gotten a hold of your number and my number, and so...
Oh, they've gotten a hold of a lot of people's number. I got a call from... Jose Canseco the other day, so they figured a way to screw with the system.
Oh, they're
hopefully we'll get them and beat the crap out of them, the sons of bitches.
Yes, or worse.
Well, I agree with you there. Okay, you take care. Bye.
Thanks, brother. You too.
Bye.
Just blaze.
I'm immaculate, come through masculine. Wide body frame, E-dubs the name. Whoa, in the field of rap, I'm superb, I'm fly. I should be in the sky with birds. I ride 20-inch rims when I lean, yo.
Hey, yo, them tins, nigga.
I know I keep them clean, though. Come through, storm the block like El Nino.
Wipers, man. Your girl got me feeling some type of way. She get my meat hot quicker than the microwave. We got lost in a cloud of smoke. Doing donuts in the middle of the road. Little did I know, she's such a pro. Your bitch gave me head while she drive me home. Feel the beat, burn blocks with me. So much smoke, you could call me Cheech. Your bitch ass never gonna call the police. When they see the skid marks, I leave on your street. When I pop the clutch, my shoes and bows make all the girls blush. But I don't even trust any of these sluts, so I leave them in the dust. Rubber on your block, dirt nasty.
Yeah.
40-year-old guys are not good.
Proceed to get-
my man. There's many plans like investing in land. It started all from impressing the fans with brand new flow. And you know, all the way from gangster loans to weirdos, who use those? But we ain't tripping, give respect when you see this. You need us or you're right underdeveloped like a fetus.
Those that know not those, and it shows when we broke out the knock holes, hopped out they clothes. That's positive feedback. Yup, the pros, our boys, we never pose. You'll never know. From 93 till infinity, we've been invented, creating the bump is our only incentive. And it's been a long time since I feel I've been felt, but the only thing I fear is fear itself. So you know what we got to do? Maybe could we keep it within the groove like it should be? Never giving out, we living out our dreams. If it's something I can't live without, that's my team. You never knew.
Hieroglyphics, hip-hop is vintage, underground like Silo, launching long-range ballistics. World renowned, we groundbreaking, musical boundaries, running circles around and seeing. It ain't nothing new to me. Utterly hovering over other things material. You stuck in the here and now. But you're sweating profusely. Here's a towel. Your fears are now reality. When I take your dream stakes and elaborate on how your team's fake. My phony IDs, but sometimes I feel like only I see through the charade you made in today. But hey, tomorrow is played. And then they got a new fool in your place to be okay.
Hieroglyphics, hip hop is vintage. Invented in days back. Rekindling ways that many thought was lost. In this contemporary methods to flaws. We find in trees and trails to blaze boundaries to cross. We can be found beyond the bounds of reason or earthbound, heating up the Coliseum.
They rush the stage full throttle in Chicago. Our brains interlock. We're faking MCs get caught with the 40 bottle. Or get they changed cash chrono. We unstoppable, dropping flows in Toronto. Maneuvering through Vancouver and on to Japan, where they put major grants in my hand. Follow.
From the heart, we set apart from the rest. Our perfection on the microphone was predestined. Now we groundbreaking, musical boundaries, running circles around and see.
Exploiters that are calling your name.
natural on my squad. Buck it up like that, man. You know. I got a dookie on my cell. Bandana, patty, swinging them sideways, living lavish. Big ballin' on tycoon status. Big ballin' with my homies. Big ballin' with my homies.
Bossy up. Yeah.
I think the alley might be closed again today. We're about to find out in about a block and a half. 2.5 blocks, actually. I don't want to go all the way around the fucking block. If the alley's closed, I'm just going to turn around and go home.
Thank you.
All right. I'm gonna go. I'll see you later. Have a good Thursday.